We're living in an Isaiah 5:20 world. By Lindsay Bruno, September 22, 2020 prophecy. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Do you see it? Examples. Those doing evil are being exalted, while those doing good are being ridiculed/condemned. 1. Supreme Court judge who just died, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is being called a champion for women's rights and a superhero. 2. Trump's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, who is not only working for our president, a Christian being attacked now obvious Christian persecution. 3. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other criminals being exalted/honored. 4. Condemning that couple for defending themselves against terrorism, the ones who stood out on their front yard wielding shotguns. 2. Certain groups are doing evil and making it look like good, fooling even certain churches. 1. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are lying about their true intentions, like Marxism, communism, and socialism, which will lead the world into the one-world order and furthermore decimation of property being called reparations, and the fact that they are being paid to riot and have been provided with the bricks to do it. They want violence and war, to end America and the family unit. There is proof of these things right on their website. 2. The Democratic Party. 3. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is conducting tests on Africans for the vaccine. Some are fighting against this guinea pig scenario. Some believe that Bill was involved in creating the virus in the Chinese laboratory where it began. There is proof of these outrageous claims. Witnesses are speaking out. 3. New anti-God laws and other things that go against him. 1. Letting prisoners out of prison for COVID-19, what? 2. The pandemic, not only because it was planned but also because it's a lie. They should be referring to it as the plandemic because that's what it really is. 3. Defunding the police, leading to lawlessness, which is specifically mentioned in prophecy verses, in the form of warning. 4. The LGBTQ laws in certain states. 5. The up to the moment of birth and after abortion laws in all the nation. 6. The legalization of pedophilia in California. 4. There have always been people and groups that work for Satan and fool those living without the Lord, but now that we are in the end times, we are seeing new heights in evil that will lead to the tribulation and one world order. But there is good news. It also means that Jesus will be here soon to rescue us from the host of impending nightmares and disasters about to come upon the whole world. Most descriptive rapture verses. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:52-54. The comfort of Christ's coming. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Verses on end time deception. 1 Timothy 4:1. But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. I am Lindsay Bruno. I have been writing for many years. I really got serious when my three kids were still quite young, as they inspired me to write children's fiction. I now have 21 Amazon publications. Also, I've just completed a Bible study course. I am now a certified Bible counselor.